I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What's happening? Welcome to the Colin Geddes Show podcast.
With me, Mickey Bartlett.
Every week. We'll have to change the name of the fucking thing. Just checking the time available on the card here, 1:57.
We'll keep it to 57.
If any questions, we'll talk.
Talk some nonsense.
If only the viewers at home, the listeners at home, could feel this notebook that I bought.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It's like cork. Doesn't it feel like cork?
It does feel like cork.
Cork!
I go sneeze. I'm allergic to that. Is that made from cat hair, by any chance?
Cat hair. What's the cat like in your new house? What's it called?
Nelly. Welcome to Nelly Bear.
We're going down, yeah. Down, baby. Which, something and something.
My sister called it Nelly, and I personally think it's the cat's black, as is the rapper Nelly, and I'm kind of worried that she's maybe made some sort of racial slur.
I wonder, it was a sad day, I'm sure, when Nelly
had to take that plaster off and lost his niche.
He had a wee white bit, the sun didn't hit
it. Yeah, because that's how it
works. Do black people go lighter in the sun?
No, the smell more like bacon, I think. That's what happens. That's a lie.
We have to start this again.
Maybe. No, I don't know. I think you can't. Black people, you can get sunburn if you're black, can't you?
Yeah, but they're skinny. There goes.
I don't think it goes lighter.
Am I gonna have to Google black girl?
Black with sunburn. This is the fucking problem with living here. Sometimes you don't know
who you're talking.
Yeah, and you know.
So there's a mosque down the road.
Who wears the mosque?
Smoking. some sort of Islamic center, anyway. Which to me looks like a royal pain in the hole.
Just having to go to any sort of religious thing. All day? All day!
All day, bitch! You would just, you know, you go do your fucking push-ups on the mat. And then, right, see you later. We'll have it all bit. Way back to your workplace, pull your seat into your desk. All that shit, then you're back up again. Well, Mohammed as well. How was work? Don't know. Ours barely hit the fucking seat.
Half day Friday.
Do you like the way I just generalised the whole... I'll tell you what happened though. There was a woman walking down the street, and she had a load of kids with her, and then another fella, and it was, I don't know what they were saying, mad banter across the road. Racist. It's not racist, I can't speak the language, I'm just doing an impression of what I heard. And she was giving the banter back.
All laughing and jovial?
Oh, they're all laughing. It's good to see that. Don't cross this road, or my husband's going to cut my fucking hands off. Black. People. A red girl, because I'm not saying dicks. Black girl tan line.
Well, the question is sunburn. We're not
tan sun. Who gives a shit? Hold on. You do go a wee bit darker, do you? Kim Kardashian's not black. Get your fucking
shut the fuck up.
Right, there's Michelle Obama, aka Method Man, and that big old head on it. But anyway, she's got wee lighter lines there, so yeah, you must go a wee bit darker in the sun then.
That's ridiculous. We're 27 years of age and I had to Google that.
Yeah.
And it's not our fault.
And I love black things.
I love everyone.
Look at this pair of pants here that just, it's like a wee curve, just goes up your dad. Why bother?
To make it look like you're not wearing pants?
Well, just to give Max.
There's big giant titties there. Who's that?
Look at this one here. Just looks like a wee knock.
Look at the big titties there.
There we go.
Who's that? You know?
That is. She used to be on something.
My fucking dick!
No, she used to be in like the hills or something. What's her name? Audrina? I only know this because.
What do you call that?
I love the program.
What do you call that tennis player? The big Jebs?
I don't know, she was relevant.
Welcome to the Colin Geddes Show podcast where we just Google ditties.
Yeah. This is going to be the new opener. Colin Googles tits. With Mickey's assistance.
Just people at home just hearing,
Anyway, enough of tits. You can Google tits on your own. Me and Mickey are going to be playing in Lisburn this Saturday.
Saturday.
In the R Space Gallery. Go to Extravaga, as if you were about to say extravaganza. Extravaga R Space.
It sounds like R Space.
On Facebook, and get the girl to give you a ticket.
There's going to be fire eaters.
There's a fire dancers.
Fire dancers. Oh, then I just dance around it.
No, they wear like a metal plate over her bits, and she goes with the fucking angle grinder.
Nice. Nice.
Spits a bit of fire.
Or sparky blurt. Who doesn't want that?
I wonder if she's hot. Probably.
I was just dancing around fire. She roasted.
Well, there's a bit of chewing gum I put in it. Oh, Jesus Christ. And then the dates after that, 23rd of May, the same day. It is, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, kick off.
I'll be in Newry, the Art Centre Newry, which you actually just pay at the door. I thought they sold tickets. They do if you go right into the building and buy them, which no one's going to do.
They might. They might.
So you actually just pay at the door if you're in the Newry direction on the 23rd. Same night if you're in Armagh. Is that right?
No, Enniskillen on the 23rd.
Right. If you're in Enniskillen, Mickey's playing the Ardoan Theatre.
Ardoan Theatre, please come down. Tickets are, I believe, £12, £10 concession for students, and I think you can get them from www.ardoantheatre.com.
Class.
Come check it out. Let me buy new pants.
And then shortly after that, you don't need to plug the next day. You're sold out, aren't you?
I don't know if I'm completely sold out.
Ah, you'll sell out in the day. Because someone will be going and their mate will want to go and they'll be like, hey, they're nice to take it. And they don't know who you are and they talk the whole time.
Mm,
I'm going to jump in. I hope it goes well for you. How was your gig in Scotland? You told me briefly, but...
Yeah, it was good crack because I was over with Billy Corbett. Hello, Billy. In the Harbour Arts Centre in Irvine. It's not Irving, it's the one N-E, like Eddie Irvine.
Yeah, but it's Irvine. Irvine.
Did on the way back, I seen a guy, he was slightly porty gentleman. And a slightly porty wife, because there's a lot of that, like, when the Scottish people, when they get fat.
Scottish people are either hot and sort of, like, hipster.
Yeah, or they're fucking disgusting.
Shambles.
And this guy was standing, like, with a proper look of shock on his face, with his girlfriend beside him. Like, and I think it was his ma, like, walked up, and she was like, here, have a pizza, right? They didn't get you the half yet, and a fucking seagull took it, right? And the guy's like, fucking seagull bastard.
And you know what he was doing? Walking back to the chippy.
Probably, but do you know what? I
making me sweat and breathe.
It was the anger. Like, she goes, this is the fact she's like, you didn't even eat the half yet. Like, yeah. The seagull gave a fuck. Do you know what I mean? Like,
those like pizza suppers is half a pizza.
Yeah.
Well,
and then, do you know what? It was like half 10 in the morning.
Really?
Yeah. Because I actually went.
Fat cunts.
I had to wait a couple hours to get a bus and went to a Wetherspoons. Because I like to go for a poo in Wetherspoons. It's always good to poo in there because they clean on the hour.
And, check the chart.
Yeah, we're good.
If there's a guy due in, you just wait on him politely.
Exactly. And it was fucking round.
The toilets?
No, the fucking Wetherspoons at 10:30 in the morning. Packed.
So they're fucking... Like, I saw a woman come out of a Greggs, which they have every fucking fart's end. She came out with a bag. Like, you want to break out the big one when you're, like, ordering for offices. The big sack. And she, like, took it. And she had three kids with her, and they were young as fuck. Just give them each, like, two pies. There you go.
Fucker.
Straight out of school, still their uniform. They're fat cunts, Scottish people.
They're real.
That's me
like,
saying it. But don't get me wrong, when they're hot, they're hot.
They're
as
hot
fuck.
As fuck. But there's a serious look of unhealthy about a lot of them. Like,
see where we used to live in Partick? There was fuck. It was like a zoo. I told you about the time the car pulled up, hot boxed with smoke. Door opens, this woman smoking a vag. Guy driving the car looks like he's dead.
Fuck
like
me.
Like fucking monsters. She walks around, opens the boot, takes out a wheelchair, walks around. Opens the door. There's this outlaw smoking big fat woman. Swings her body around. One leg.
Fuck
obviously me. She didn't lose that in Afghanistan.
Exactly.
And she fucking jumps on the wheelchair and they both wheel her into the house and the smoke's just bellowing out of the car.
Fuck me.
And I'm sitting there. This is when I smoked it. I was just like, eh.
Put that out. It's
fucking gross. Like, what a shithole.
It is. It's
but
fucking...
that place, like...
Irvine's quite nice though. It's a nice wee, like, wee harbour wee town.
Yeah.
Although apparently they were saying it used to be pretty rough, but it didn't seem to be.
But
I was staying, the B&B was staying on as well, like, cause they sort of put me up, and there was nobody in it. Like, they just left. There was like a keypad to the door, and sent Billy an email being like, the key's under the stairs. So it was one of those like, are you okay, Fox? So I was fucking metal. And I couldn't,
three knocks and
couldn't lock the door of the B&B or anything. Like, I don't know, I just couldn't figure out how to fucking...
The front door?
The bedroom door. It was one of those really old school fucking, like, Scottish locks. Like, with the locks in the handle. There's no... Like, there's not a handle and a keyhole. It's like, it just wouldn't fucking... I could lock it from the inside. It was fine for sleepies, but whenever I left to go to the gig, it was like, someone's going to stain my toothbrush.
I wouldn't mind about that. I know. I'd be more worried about falling asleep.
I'd be more worried about the person fucking brushing their teeth in my toothbrush. What would happen to the fucking fuss?
The worst thing I ever did in my entire life was at a party, and I was steaming, and I didn't know whose house it was, and I was with Dave, and all. I was just like, I don't give a fuck. You know when, like, four people pile in the bog, and there's like three pissing in the toilet, four pissing in the bath?
Aye.
And I just, I don't
know why. Someone shed in the shower.
I just lifted all the toothbrushes and wiped them around the toilet.
Oh, fuck's sake.
And I regret it to this day. It's the worst thing I ever did.
Wasn't my house. Yeah, no.
Oh, but then, if I had a house party...
My teeth are sore now.
If I had a house party and come back,
I'd hide my toothbrush.
I'd throw everything out. Yeah. In fact, who goes on holiday and doesn't bring a toothbrush?
That's fucking yeah.
Someone's parents were away on holiday, like, and the place got trashed, and we just left before the cops came. It sounds like super bad.
Yeah.
But we left, and then that's the night Dave got threatened by David Jeffries. I don't know if I've told that story before. I probably have, but
what happened? Did anyone get busted? Did the cop?
No, I think someone hit his son. Who was at this party, who we didn't even see. But this was after we left, and he is... David Jeffries, of course, manager of Linfield Football Club, arrived shit-faced and jumped out of a taxi and was like, who's kicking off? And just grabbed Dave. Dave didn't know who he was.
Aye.
And Dave was going to fucking end him. Like, Dave at about 19 in his prime.
Aye.
Before his brain started bleeding and all that shit. Dave in his prime, like... You know, crash the Clio, push it back onto its wheels, Dave.
Yeah.
Now it's going, Dave.
Well, it doesn't start, carry it home.
Yeah, do not hit him. But then it all got cleared up, and he went, God bless, boys, and walked away after their near being murders. I don't know what's gone back in my head. I've itched it a little while up. Itchy.
No, it doesn't matter.
Probably because I haven't washed that hat since I got it.
But, dirty razor could be. Good dirty razor.
Like, nah, good quality. Good dirty razor. Fuck you, dirty razor. £30 that one's cost me. I was going dirty razor, but no, I've got those hot dog rolls at the back of my head.
Aye.
Couldn't get in the crevice that was, so I had to switch the fusion fan plates.
The back of your head's like when you try to open a King's Mill pop, you just put your thumbs in it and...
It's not really, it's more like a... I don't know, it's just like a bulldog's jowls on the back of my head.
Do you know what I noticed the other day? So I didn't even talk about wrinkles. See the back of your balls, right? You ever felt...
Mine specifically?
Yeah. See the back of my balls? I have a really, like a ridiculously smooth bit.
Right.
Like, sort of just where the gooch and balls meet. But it's on the sack.
Right.
But it's like... no hair.
Oh, really?
And just fucking... it's the softest bit of skin I have in my fucking body.
Wow.
Like, the back of my nuts are like an infant.
You can eat your... Maybe that's how your balls start, and then...
As you get older, maybe they smooth out.
It's like milk teeth. Your baby balls, and then your man balls...
Bellow out from inside.
Protuberance.
Who else but me could go from, is that right, Faith? Here, see your balls.
Balls are weird. Balls are weird. Mm. But first of all, balls should be in your body. Fuck temperature.
I don't know. Cause
regulate it.
Where would there be no room for them? Have you ever been kicked in the balls and it feels like they've went
in? No room for them. There's no room for them between your legs. Let alone.
Oh, yeah, I know, of course not. But with all the dick? Yeah, I have no room.
Listen, how many nights do you wake up and you have to like lift your hips off the bed and shove all your dick straight because you were lying on your balls?
I've started talking my dick and balls like
in your
giving myself a mangina before I go to sleep.
Just
because there seems to be a bit of space between my arse where it's just nice
smooth
and
sack.
We're just kind of.
That's
maybe that's what's happening. I was wrestling my asshole and the asshole is burning the wrinkles off.
You ever get that though? Like you wake up, your dick is completely pointed up on your waistband, your boxers. Your balls are actually just out the back, being.
Have you ever had that one where like? I think I've said it before. Like you wake up, you've been lying on your dick, and you've got your morning route, and your dick isn't as long as it normally is, but it's a hell of a lot thicker.
It's just been hammered down.
Yeah, like at the hinge end of your dick is about a meter wide.
It's more like a cone.
Yeah. It's like a the lid of a McFlurry. That's what I was
Oh, that's funny. Dicks are dead. I mean, see, unless you're like ripped to shreds, built like a shit house.
Aye.
With a big fucking dick. A naked man is like the funniest
it's
shit.
It's ridiculous looking.
You don't even have to be that out of shape. Like, I saw a photo of a BuzzFeed or something, and they're like, James Franco takes the stupidest Instagram picture ever. And it's James Franco. Like, yeah. Who wouldn't buck James?
Fucking right.
I'd buck him. But he was standing at his top off, and you're like, he's just a wee.
Just a wee normal wee dude. Yeah.
Idiot. I need a wee fucking hair rings around his nips. Do you know what I mean? You're like, mate, see without a fucking tux on, you are as
you
good
got,
as dead.
You got nothing.
You have nothing. Apart from your Oscars. Does he have an Oscar? Probably not.
I don't think he does. He have an Oscar?
Don't know.
Don't think so.
But a man's arse is definitely the fuck.
Did he not get an Oscar for 147?
On Dalmatians?
Brewster's Millions?
What the fuck is that? Dunkskin checks in.
Dunkston.
I was talking about this to Maureen the other night. I will never be able to replicate how funny that was. To me. Meanwhile, you know, we were flicking that and dodgy ashes into an ashtray that was half a crab. Do you remember that?
Fuck, do you remember that right enough? Do you remember that?
Did we tell a story before?
The podcast? We're bound to have.
Oh, man. James Franco, Oscar. Tell it there quickly. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
But basically, Colin and I did a gig. Where did we gig that night?
Donegal
somewhere.
Was it Donegal?
Somewhere they got.
Maville,
that's the one. And we went back to a party. A soiree. We should also tell the awesome bit about how I pulled the girl in record time. Like that was the same night.
We were in a house that was... You knew the girl, didn't you?
I knew the girl who ran the gig and stuff, yeah.
Yeah. And we went back to this house. I don't know whether it was hers or whose it was. Raymond Crossan was there, do you remember? But you were talking to this girl, and I literally went, Mick, do you want a drink? And you went, yep. And I turned around, walked to the fridge, which was less than 10 metres away, opened the door, took two bottles of Magners out, and opened them and looked around, and you were away.
Da-da-da-da-dong!
Aye.
Yeah. But then we'll go back to a different house party.
I come out of the fucking... You came out of the toilet and went, oh man, I had the fucking... No, she came out.
Yeah.
She came out like she'd been in a fight. Her fucking cocks over her head. Fucking nosebleed and all. And she's all like, where should I sit my drink? Like, nothing strange to say here. And then you come out about 10 minutes after that, just like, oh man, I had a wild shit. Sniffing your fingers.
Getting other people. Does that smell like poo to you? It doesn't smell like muff.
Ironically, not that far from the town muff. How about that? That was a good crack.
The glory days. Back when we used to do it just for a drink.
Oh man. That was a weird night. Was it?
It was fucking insane. There were a few of those like fucking nights where it just got ridiculous. Like,
and what's going on here? What other ones can you think of?
Well, there was like, remember the night it was fucking... The night it snowed and we were instead in Derry, and there was like 11 of us in one bed. All dudes. Like, we went back to your old student house.
Did I live there at the time?
No, I think you just moved out.
No, right, the room was still open, but...
Yeah, because there was like me, Phil, Rocky, you, Sean Haggerty, Haggerty was put to sleep on the fucking armchair in the living room when he was fucked.
Ball bagged.
No,
that was Adam Neeson. Was that Adam Neeson?
Adam Neeson was there too.
He was like... Doing ticket. He barfed outside Mason's. And it ran down the street like a fucking,
what about that? Like lava. Fucking, yeah,
thick Sambuca book. Jesus Christ.
That was ridiculous. Like,
that was a weird gig, because I talked about that before. That was when your man booked us to do
the
call centre Christmas do. Which,
and then I had to go and do Masons afterwards, didn't I?
Talk about naive. Like, if you were offered that gig now, unless they were giving you about $2,000,
I know.
You just wouldn't go near it. Like,
nowhere fucking near it.
It was fucking terrible. Because you went on, nothing came off.
Then you had to wait, didn't you? You had to wait after the band?
No, I thought it was going on after you, and they're like, oh, the ABBA cover group.
Fuck me.
They just want a sound check. And then I'm like, alright, this is just torture waiting. And then they just started playing. And I was like, what are they doing? Excuse me. They're just going to play a set here for like an hour. Oh my God. And then Derry was like, you couldn't. Because it was so snowy and fucking icy. Like, you know when you go up to like the Diamond or whatever?
Aye.
Or any of those streets going up the.
How did we get fucking
up? It's like, you can't get up them.
Aye. Like, remember, I was like, belly, did we get the train up, didn't we?
Stabbing pens into the.
Because remember, didn't we get a taxi to like Strand Road and the taxi driver was like, you're going to have to walk it because I can't fucking get up those hills?
I think so.
Because I remember getting out of, I'd say, the Carrick and Derry and the fucking ice is about 2 inches thick and I was on my wee yellow fucking Bruce Lee shoes.
Ninja shoes, eh?
With dropped arches.
Umith. What's her name?
Thurman. Thermos.
I thought I said Una wrong.
Una Thurman.
Una Fitzthurman, which is just thrown over across the street there. Some of those gigs are frightening. Like, you wouldn't fucking do any of that shit now.
I think of that one whenever me and Hegarty, when Hegarty was doing his fucking Edinburgh preview and we went on after the karaoke or in the middle of a karaoke competition, like, walked in brass balls, fucking.
There's a few of them.
Stop enjoying yourselves, girls, like, you're telling jokes.
Castle Derg or something.
Fucking hell.
Do you know what's funny? Did that guy. I actually listened to the podcast you did with the Fellowship boys.
Mm.
And you were talking about some gig and. One of them, I forget who it was talking, like, well, the only time I've ever seen Collins at the time at that fucking corner
courthouse. Was it the courthouse or the corner house?
I think it was the corner house. Because he said I just walked off. Was that not the one I just...
See, every one of them in Lurgan that we did around that time was just fucking...
It's like one of those stories where, like, oh, you couldn't handle it or whatever. It was like, it didn't matter if I could handle it or not. No one noticed.
Yeah. No, you couldn't do... They weren't gigs, like. They were not fucking gigs.
You just had the... It wasn't a tough crowd. It was just... They weren't...
Yeah.
You may as well, there was no difference between you being on and...
But that was, like, whenever you were on, especially for you, because that was back whenever, like, you hadn't come out of the garage before. And everyone was like, I just want to go and see if he's real life. And then that's get blocked.
Yeah.
While he tries to fucking...
God, your accent's not the same. I thought you were from Ballymena. You seen her from Ballymena? No, where's she from, Ballymena? What's this in my nose? Cap? That happened in Cookstown.
What was it?
Well, I did a gig in Cookstown. Do you ever do that? The old house?
Oh, the old house, yeah.
Something like that. Cookies gig. This guy caught me, he's like, man, I have something. Coke all in around his nose, like. And then he just went, I went up and screamed for a while. But the thing was, they were laughing.
Aye.
You're going, how can you even hear this? How can you even enjoy what's going on? Like,
the amount of fucking shit.
The amount of shit gigs you do are fucking just...
And the thing is, I got that weird stage where they were the most fun.
But
like, the harder it was to fucking...
I don't know.
What do you call that fucking...
Some of them are just...
Hangman's fucking sense of humour. What is it? No, what do you call that fucking... You know what? What's that saying? Oh, Christ.
I don't know. You've confused me now.
Like, I don't know.
Gallows.
Gallows humour. That's the one, sorry. Yeah. Hangman's humour.
The old hangman's album.
The old... the old executioner's knock-knock joke, eh?
Yeah, knock-knock. Who's there? Shunk on your head. Talking about beheadings, that Game of Thrones is getting a bit violent.
Holy really? God. I need to get into it. Just like Breaking Bad.
Some brutal shit. Just chopping hands off for the fuck of it.
Mm.
There's a bit where they're jousting. I'm riding.
That's brilliant. you're riding somebody with a rifle.
Yeah. Hits the guy. The thing was, like, in the one naked bit of his whole fucking get-up, hits him in the neck, and he falls to the ground and just very slowly chokes and dies. Just like...
Fucking hell.
And the bubbles on...
How far did you get into then? You must be fucking...
Third series.
Fuck me. Halfway you only started it. That recently, didn't you?
Yeah. It's weird, because... So it's hard to get into, but...
I didn't even think you'd be into anything remotely like that, either.
The thing is, there's so many people in the cast. There's so many things going on. There's, like... What do you call them? Like, fucking... Areas. What's the word? Kingdoms.
Yeah, there you go.
Different kingdoms. There's
communities and...
And you get to sort of know all the people in each one. So some of them, I don't give a fuck about.
Aye.
And then the one with, like, Dinklage, the wee dwarf fella. All them ones.
Aye.
Bad motherfuckers.
Is the wee dwarf... is there an episode near the start of it where, like, someone walks in the room and the dwarf's just bucking a girl out the window?
He's never done. He's never done bucking. Tits everywhere. Sucking tits. The fucking... I just don't like the wee soft willies.
Mm. Yeah, can be
there's no way you can be just riding two prostitutes and then just step to the side and you're, like, back to 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, maybe he's blown his load ages before it cut, or he's just
banging his nuts off her ass. Mm. You like that, my dear?
Doth thou enjoy this?
They don't talk like that.
You know, they actually talk more
sort of... It's all sort of...
Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah, that's what it's like.
We'll go play with crossbow.
Yeah. That fucking bastard. If you, that's a game. That's a drinking game. The drink bastard drinking game. Are you John... Is that you, Ned Stark's bastard? You fucking bastard. These bastards. Who's your bastard? I have a legion of bastards. You'd be fucked.
Fucking right.
If you, just fucking try and give it... Fucking bastard. The North. Whatever.
I'd have to get into something. That might be my next one, because of the wait a couple of months for Walking Dead to come back, which... I know you don't like zombies. It is good. It's very good.
I could... It just takes me a while. Maybe Game of Thrones is a bit harder, because there's so much going on.
Aye.
Like, for about 8 episodes, you're going, who's this cunt?
Aye.
I just got to know this these other cunt. Who's this guy? And they talk about people who you haven't seen yet. If you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they're going on about, someone Baratheon. And you don't see the cunt till fucking... until you see him and you go, that's not what I was expecting.
I thought he was going to be of blonde hair.
And although you do a lot of watching, you're going... Like, there's one where the guy is like fucking king of the horse people or something. Something Drago. Mm. And you're just like, his dick's massive. I know for a fact. He's got a big old horse dick on. Spitting all over the place. Sweating. You have to put a coat on in case it gets the cold. Is that what they do when the horse is like sweating?
I don't know.
You're not supposed to send a cold horse into the field.
Is that a saying? Or
you might need to check out one morning.
But, out there.
If your horse has been running and it's all sweaty, this is the best euphemism ever. You have to put a wee coat on it.
Is that why those horses are wearing wee coats on? You see them sometimes?
Yeah, I think so. So they don't get all...
I've often wondered why you see them in a cold day and you go, that's a day for a coat. And the horse is wearing a coat. Clearly hasn't been running.
Yeah, probably.
Fucking hell. Well, that's blown my mind.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Let's talk about... Did you watch Eurovision?
No, I was over in Scotland doing jokes.
Oh, that's right.
What's the crack? Somebody with a beard, girl, beard, man thing?
Yeah.
A hybrid?
They, Maureen's got some questions.
Honey Roast Ham Potato, what are they?
Maureen.
Are they brand new?
Do they put coats on horses so they don't get the cold?
Not professional.
Who are you wearing?
You are dismissed, Maureen. You bastard.
I've never seen what they taste like.
Yeah, that'll be good. You can test on a podcast.
I don't care, I haven't got any flavor potato.
Jesus Christ, Mac.
You can make Sean for a coffee.
You're gonna make coffee?
No, I'm gonna make Sean. Maybe something.
Oh, right. Where is he?
They're just Smokey Bacon.
Clarence, yeah, it does taste like Smokey Bacon. Clarence's favourites.
Will we come down and meet you after? Clemence? This is mad excitement.
Yeah, okay. Don't talk about yourself.
You didn't see Eurovision?
No.
Yeah, some Austrian thing won with a... Was a fella dressed as a woman.
Is that generally what it was? Because I thought it was like some girl wearing a fake beard to make a statement about something.
No, it's a little mincy fella.
Yeah.
Who looks like a girl. With a beard. With a better beard than I have.
Good song though?
Probably not. Didn't matter. It's all a gimmick.
I didn't see anything.
But no, I
haven't seen anything. Pierre Detail either.
The guy's name was something first, which I know is like Scottish. Which means sausage. In like... German type,
the Bavarian type of,
yeah, versed.
Mm.
So his name's like Timmy Sausage or something, like drag name. I got a laughy, did there. Fucking unbelievable. But it's all shit. I don't know how they can have that many songs and no one has a good one.
It's that fucking Europop shit, isn't it? It makes me very uncomfortable.
Maureen, what was the song where they had the girls with the giant tits?
Poland.
Pretending to make butter.
No, yeah, but it was ridiculous.
Making butter with my giant fucking teats.
They weren't even doing it like trying to make it a bit like, oh, but really, we mean these.
No, she had like oiled up fake tits. Just like, and like, you know, everyone knows you churn butter in a circular motion. She was just going up and down in that shaft.
And you try not to get on your face.
Mm. Stop it, Mick.
I'll take one of these.
Can we come meet you after?
You can.
Alright.
Sorry.
Do you not want to make coffee before you go or anything? Or?
I don't
know. Alright. Do you have keys on you?
It's mine.
Do you have both sets of keys? This podcast is a fucking mess now.
It's not a mess at all.
Maureen. Is she away?
You need to rein your woman in some.
Is she probably away?
You need to fucking start.
Do you have two sets of keys? Alright. Thank you. Thank you. Oh my god.
Can I go to my room? I don't like a mum and daddy fight.
I need an office, I think.
Mm.
Somewhere where I can record a podcast
without being interrupted. I'm sorry, folks, there's a whiny blow my nose here, sorry. I'm
quietly a jack. That's gross.
I know. Not even sorry. It hasn't been done, like.
Sorry, not sorry. Oh, that's gross, man.
Is there anything on this?
Putting you off and then just staring right
at your face. Yeah, I'm kind of worried if there's stuff. A bit of schmutz from Miss Mitchell.
What I laughed at was every time they went to a different country and you know, they had to go to the country to get the points off them.
Aye.
And they can all speak English, but not really. Mm. So it's all like, you know, like, hello, message from Russia, stars are out tonight, very pretty, no 10 points. Like, just total shit.
Yeah.
Just absolute.
Get it, Bottle Wings!
Yeah. Thank you for tuning in to the German thing. Very nice tonight. Hello, Poland. Elton John in the house, what, nigga?
Hello to Poland and Austria. No hard feelings. We hope you do well, Nilpo.
Hello from Russia. Points for Ukraine. Bitch, please.
10 points. Now we take over government, please.
Here's how many points I give you. You're not allowed to eat there anymore. Fuck you. You like gas? Yep. Not for you.
You have less points in swimming world.
You old gaylord. It was fucking ridiculous. Did you see any gyro de Italians?
No. The fucking... Not interested in that whatsoever.
No one is.
Did I hear there was one Irish guy in it and he fell, like, right at the start? I don't know if that's a real thing.
I saw one clip of them, like, heading up the coast somewhere. And the guy's trying to put on a coat in the shitting rain. Just... flying at them. And they're going, I wish it was in Italia right now, but... just grim. You know, fucking, like, waves hitting the fucking stones and all. They're like...
fucking take them.
I know.
I've seen one of the, like a poster done for it. Like a, obviously a Northern Irish tourism poster. It was just like, go on your boy, yeah. I did laugh at that.
Go on your boy, yeah. Well, that makes sense.
What does this mean then? Go on your boy, yeah.
I tell you what, it's clever that Smiley's program went out.
Right at the same time.
Just
yeah.
At the same time. No mug.
Mm-hmm.
Were you on it? Doing wee pedals?
Do you know what? Did I tell you this before?
Circus bike.
See,
was
if
like,
I had a fucking...
not built for people.
I didn't know I was going to be cycling. Did I tell you this before?
Yeah.
Which is why I was wearing a leather jacket.
Oh, yeah.
And then, did I say this last week in the podcast? Like, if they'd have caught the bit where I first got on the bike.
And forgot how to steer.
I just couldn't turn around a corner.
That's amazing.
Like, sealed into the traffic.
That bike seemed like it was very high. Like a very high bike.
It's like a unisex one or something, because the...
wee bar goes down.
Yeah, the wee bar. But it doesn't go the whole way down. It's like...
yeah, it just slopes.
It's like a weird angle.
In case you bang your fanny.
Yeah.
I never understood that. Surely the men's should just be...
exactly, that's what I always thought.
Down, like that. Instead, the women are like, "Watch them give yourself a wee fat lip."
Mm. I think that can probably do more damage because I think a ball bag is kind of like a crumpled zone in a car.
I have flops.
There's
the
room
other
for
side.
It to move, and
yeah, I always think like a fanny would be like just being hit in the mouth.
Yeah,
because there's bone beneath the flaps. Yeah. Bang.
Be sore, like
cut. You split your
fannies.
Split your lip. Your tooth could come through it.
Oh, don't. I should make it.
Do you ever cut your lip?
Your gums at you. I've got two scars on my lips from whenever I got fucking dog in the mouth. It was like two wee lumps you can still feel in my top lip.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
I cut my lip there when I was a child. And I can remember getting it stitched and it was horrific.
I remember busting mine open one night where I used to have two beds in my room.
I thought it was a fright story you were going to tell.
No, definitely not. But somehow, like, I was about fucking eight. Thought it'd be a brilliant idea to see if I can close my eyes, make myself dizzy and get into one of my beds. And... did that, immediately fell forward and
busy day was it?
Oh yeah, flat out.
Revising for your level?
Smacked my mouth off the radiator. And I remember going in and it was, my lip was split that badly, the blood was actually like, do you know when you see, like, do you know like in Breaking Bad, there's that bit where they're making the fucking meth and they've got the wee bar and they're just like dripping the stuff over the bar?
Yeah.
That's what, imagine that with blood, it was just fucking gushing. And then, obviously overnight it sort of, the blood all dried in my lip and scabbed over and it, closed my top lip, my bottom lip, like I couldn't open my mouth. I remember trying to eat hula hoops and I couldn't, right? I couldn't get anything else into my mouth, right?
Who eats hula hoops?
But like, I was trying to like just eat crisps and going like having to suck them
through the
open bit of my mouth.
You're a ridiculous cunt.
I'm just saying to him.
I have a terrible mouth injury. I can barely digest food. Ingest food. What do you want? beef photos.
They were beef too.
You fucking got my jaws wired. Terrible car crash. Put my jaw down the middle. Can barely eat.
Any colours?
Soup and stuff. I got fuck no.
What's it?
Yeah, knick knacks on that. Yeah. What's gonna stick to the wire and the teeth? What's it?
What's in clean on it? Ask me Scotting.
That's disgusting. We'll do questions. We've talked for 35 minutes.
I've already fucking
asked. Let's through this.
I'm not crabby.
Eat away now. Where are we here? What the fuck's going on here? Why did that guy leave a picture of a prolapsed anus on the... That's just flat out disgusting. Let's go to... Am I on the right internet here? You think the internet you were paying for would appear first?
But no.
Then BT cunts is all over it.
Fucking BT cunt, man.
We've got loads of questions today, if we could load them up here. Dun, dun. It's quite a cool picture of me and you, isn't it?
I do like it. I like that Lisburn poster as well.
Aye.
I've got some here 17. On Facebook.
Did you put up questions too?
No, but it's just your questions, but if you...
Alright, no, I'm just going to... I'll read them. This motherfucker. We'll do the Facebook ones first, and then we'll move to Twitter.
No bet.
Let's rattle through these. What's your opinion on overweight cyclists standing outside the Crown Bar in jeans and skin-tight cycling jerseys, neck and pints of harp, watching the Giro?
It's the best way to watch it.
Well, fair play to them. What's wrong with that? That's it going. What about all the fat cunts standing at the side of every sport?
What's your opinion on people sitting at home watching it?
Half of the sports wouldn't exist if there's not fat cunts drinking at the side. Do a Giro d'Italia piss take about Jim from Belfast, competitive nature wanting take part? Where's this guy from? Belfast.
The Eurovision.
Wanting
take part in Italia, Gerald.
But his wife reminded him of 20 stone and he got on back and his arse would swallow the seat.
Jim has off stabilizers no more, please.
2 points. Mad crazy people.
Give us Becky, please, me. Becky's.
I don't understand what... Sorry, Cy Richmond. I did not... Helen Larvin, do you snore? Do you snore like a cunt?
Yeah, if I sleep, my back I snore.
Or your side, or standing.
Yeah.
Or any of the...
Anytime my eyes close, I actually do mini snores when I blink. You know what? What does she look like? Did I maybe fall asleep beside her on the bus back from Scotland yesterday? Because I was definitely fucking snoring.
I don't know if I do snore. I probably make a lot of... Like, Maureen says I don't snore, but I'll just make strange noises.
Like sexy noises?
Not even sexy, just weird. I told you I fell asleep the other day. I woke up shortly after, and she's pissing herself laughing. Like, and she can't even tell me what happened. And I was like, what did I do? And I was like, right, shut up. And she kept just laughing at me. And I was going, what happened? And she goes, you just made a weird noise, like a baby. So just as I was about to fall asleep, she went,
well, I went through that stage of going, I think you were in my house one time when I did it, where I went like, just so it was not enough.
I never got that worse than
the time. It's always a hangover, like.
Than the time I was in Tenerife. It was something about the heat. Every time I fell asleep, I'd go, hot! And would wake up, just hot. That's probably your body going, this is not a place to fall asleep.
Yeah.
You will die out here. Adam Fife, what's annoying about each other? Snoring.
Yeah, snoring. And the fact that I've never heard Colin fart in all this time that I've known him.
Oh.
I just can't trust you. What's this for? Bithica?
James Burns, please do another mixed culture accent with another accent. It's quote possibly the funniest thing I've heard.
Where are you from, James? Welcome to our country.
It's quote possibly the funniest thing I've heard, mate.
Make a thing of jokes as well, please.
It's been done to death, hasn't that voice?
To the point where I'm just making noises and going, at the end.
Fucking dick. Although anytime someone hears an accent like that, they always say to me, like, I heard this Filipino who sounded like he was from Ardoyne. It was funny as fuck.
There's nothing funnier than that, though.
No, there isn't. There really isn't. And people think you're being racist. But... So,
I'd fucking remember that guy.
Particularly our accent.
Because it's so harsh. It's fucking... Mixed with anything else, yeah. That time whenever you told me about being in the fucking hospital with your knee.
You're a big man, mate. We play basketball or something. Meanwhile, the guy is like Filipino or something.
Aye.
So I'm massive compared to him. You're a big man, mate.
Fuck me, mate.
You're like 6'10 or something. About 6, maybe.
Fuck off, mate.
Pull the other one.
Talk shit.
You're hobbling your optical. Focus, Vodic. And then he just touched my knee and went, seems alright, you walked in, fuck off. Jordan Cook, the two of you are finally doing a gig in Lisburn and it's my daughter's birthday on the same day and I'll miss it. Absolutely gutted. Also, is there another Ann Fetter on the cards after your Vine earlier? There's another Pilebrenner video.
Mm.
You're missing the gig. Well, Lisburn isn't that far from Belfast, mate, so you come down to the Belfast gigs.
It's only your birthday one day a year, Jordan.
Yeah, yeah, and do you know what? She looks young enough that she won't remember. Have you any mates that look like you?
Take her to the gig.
Take her, yeah, fucking. There's, listen, it's not even a pub or anything. It's bring your own beer.
Bring your own. BYOB means bring your own baby.
There you go. Bring your own ba. I hate seeing people say ba. I feel like I'm being sick. Did you have a wee ba, did you? Like him. For a wee blur.
Another one, not good. Third time, she's 15.
Well, she should be. The fifth one probably walked out by itself.
Absealed it.
What is it, 3 months now? Be on the bangs.
Eldest one's six, driving a taxi for me. The two of his own.
The 8-year-old's getting out of prison this Wednesday. I'd be waiting there with him. What was it then?
Going to my granny's 30, it's just 22. So.
Phil McCune put up a Facebook says, there's a 42-year-old walking through Lurgan, and this is what he said, with a 10 of wine or something.
Aye.
A 10 of wine, is that a thing to say?
It's like a
bottle of buckle.
Bottle of buckle, so.
A 10 of wine.
A 10 of wine, bye. 10 bottle of baggie.
Baggie, with a wine on it.
Fucking quarter bottle of baggie, bye, fucking right. Yeah!
Lurgan, Jesus Toilet. Fucking Christ.
Fucking. I know people are lurking. I tell you about the...
It's like the people who weren't good enough to get into West Belfast.
When Monumental was on, the guy fucking slagged me off on Twitter and wrote like hashtag embarrass Lurgan. I was like,
they were the four people on telly.
Can't believe Van Cunn went and got a job. What an embarrassment.
Lurgan's not that bad, actually.
It's not, it's just the people.
If you go through it, on a sunny day and, you know, have a fryer tux and leave,
aye,
fine.
Perfect.
If you wander in there...
That's not true. It is actually quite nice. I like it.
I like it.
No, I don't know why. There's always if you go out at night time, it's fine because all the cunts have gone home. Do you know what I mean?
What does that mean?
Like there's very few ball bags hanging about Lurgan at night. They all seem to go out during the day and get fucking rode at.
Right, stab you in a subway at 4 in the afternoon.
Yeah,
that's weird. Where could you do a gig in Lurgan?
Nowhere, Colin. You can't.
But it's like a venue. Could you do it like in a
town hall? I did one in the town hall one night for. Fundraiser thing, and that was fairly decent fun.
Yeah,
but yeah, I don't know who, if that's council run or what the crack is that like.
It's weird, isn't it? How do you fucking... anyway? Any opinions on the bearded lady in Eurovision? That was just a man, actually. That was just a man singing.
But is it a transgender or was it just a man dressed up as a woman as a spoof, or what was the? Because I think someone on Facebook where there was like somebody making some big political point or whatever.
Yeah,
but
it's a weird area because if it was a man wanting to be a woman but still has a beard, it's a total mixture.
Mm-hmm. Don't know, I'll have to read up on it and come back with an opinion next time, perhaps.
What's your opinion? I don't really give a fuck. The whole thing's a mess anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jardine, Game of Thrones, it's good. Michael Jardine going mad on the questions. Ralph Harris, can you tell what it is yet? Wouldn't it be shit to get to that age then go to jail for riding kids?
His dirty protest is going to be fucking style.
You tell what it is yet?
Crack, I'm being raped.
This is Percy. The dead badgie.
Is he in jail then? Is he?
I don't know, he's old as fuck.
Him and Big Max Clifford, boy.
All
the good ones.
Michael Jardine again. Jerry Adams impressions. We did this
last week.
Badly.
I laughed my head off. My sister today was like, is Colin doing something nice? I sing Godzilla on E4. And I was like,
oh dear.
The movie. And she's like, is he like making a film? I was like, Godzilla?
Or him and Bryan Cranston like, tight now, are they?
And she thought, like, I let it go for a while just before I told her. Godzilla, you fucking dick.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, like, get in my room.
Go in my room until I wank on an iPod. Imagine there was a game where it actually, like...
You got points
I'll make it up.
If you blew your load on the screen.
the Jizz Face app, and it's a girl with oh yeah, and it's just her face in the wee screen. You just go blurt, and
and it
knows when it's hit it.
Yeah, like if you get like points for mouth, like 10 points for the mouth, eyes. 5 points for no, that's like fucking 30 points for the eye. All
right, the bull's eyes.
Yeah,
that's a like that is a good app. Like touch, you know, it feels touch. Yeah. So why can't it
be would you do you want to, I'll tell you, I'll go home tonight, I'll put on GarageBand and I'll blow it open the drum and it makes a noise.
Sting.
We're in business.
Why'd you get jizz out of drum roll?
I have images over my head. Ballad of Burnt Dave. Or put the piano on and blow your load to be like the upbeat and big.
Yeah,
ding 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 ding. Ding. Chopsticks.
If you could just get a big rope of jizz and it went.
You're gonna drop it when it goes.
You're like, fuck. Oh my god, that's class.
Angry Bird or Flappy Bird even.
Yeah, that's what the elf's called.
Yeah. Angry Flaps.
See the video of the girl, and she's a porn star, and she does a skydive naked, and her flaps hit the wind, and she goes.
I haven't, but
okay.
Let's wrap this up quick.
Hold on, no, wrap it up. Oh, air flaps gif.
That one you sent me, that fucking. I think we can do better than that.
Yeah, I was lucky sent that. I think we can do better than that. Oh, Jesus, terrible air flaps.
Boeing 747.
I don't know where to look for it.
We'll check it out later.
Anyone can send me the gif of the girl skydiving naked and it's just like a dog's ear out the window.
Fuck.
Crazy, isn't it?
My favourite part of the female body too.
The
after,
flap?
After the tits and head.
The ladies flap.
The ladies flap. The ladies flap.
See, the lady does too much. Twitter. Did I run out of questions there?
I don't think so.
Brian McDonald, long time listener.
Oh yeah,
long time dude. Where's your gig in Lisburn? Cheers. It's in the R Space Gallery. I don't know Lisburn that well, so you might have to. Maybe you're from Lisburn. So that's where it is. It starts at 9. It's bring your own booze, and it's £15, which technically is more than I've ever charged.
Mm.
But it is bring your own booze.
So exactly. Bring your own booze. Like I've done.
You can bring a box of beer rather than. This guy's pubes are hanging out. The fuck? You can bring your own beer, which probably does save you about £40.
I know we used to do like a couple of years we've done like wee cafes and stuff over the years. It was like bring your own booze and it was at least a tenner in.
Yeah, then there you go. Plus the fire dancers' metal crotch pants are not free.
Exactly.
And you wear them out like fucking. Anyway, Curtis Byrne. What do you think of Charlie Sheen?
Signed?
Do you remember the day?
Done something.
Do you remember the day we made up the movie with all the names? Some of these are class. Fuck. That's unbelievable.
What?
I know who to call. Curtis. Curtis Boyne. Fuck that. We need bigger artillery. Get Glenn Rhodes on the phone.
Listen, Michael Jardine. You shut up a schoolyard.
Who do you think you are, Adam Fife?
Oh shit, it's that broad from Internal Affairs, Lauren Davenport.
Lauren Davenport, she's fucked half of the people in this. I believe Jordan Cook's hanging out the back of her right now.
I'm here live at the scene, Darren Miller.
Fuck me. Do you ever laugh a wee bit weird and like tickle your own tongue?
No, not once in my life.
Alright, thanks.
That's a tumour.
It's a tumour, mate. Simon McLaughlin. What? Oh, there's so many questions, man.
On the Twitter?
There's so many. Right. Will there be any age restriction if you're gigging the Black Bottle? I'll answer that. It says 18, but I've never seen a bouncer in. The Black
Stop Box from comedy.
Fucking life. What's the worst gigging experience you've had in Uri? Either of you have had in Uri? Top five shitholes in Northern Ireland.
The day after St. Paddy's, that was a fucking rough one, wasn't it?
Where was that?
In Uri, remember that? Like 2 or 3 years ago. We came back from Edinburgh, yeah, there was fucking nobody there. They hadn't cleaned the pub and like, it was crisps and fucking walked into the carpet and...
What drink were they doing? They were doing some stupid drink.
Did we not
margaritas? Is that what it was? Because they were green for St. Paddy's Day. The fuck. Speaking of Uri, Paul Loughran, if you want to go on the 23rd of May, please bring all your mates. Should Clarkson be fired for being racist?
Well, he was. What's the whole character? Because it was off camera, wasn't it? It wasn't like
it was on camera, but it was just a take. Eeny, meeny, miny. The way he said that made me want to kill him.
Mm. See, I have a weird thing about when they do sort of fucking quasi racist shit on Top Gear, it's clearly a joke. To me, it always
saying nigger isn't.
I haven't seen the clip, so I don't even know what.
Again, like that is an old.
Yeah, it used to like. That's, I remember we used to. I remember singing that, like we did that in fucking school. Or any meaning in primary school ever. Like I thought Ketchinigger was one word. Like I would, you know, just a gibberish fucking. Like someone didn't know what to put in between.
Ketchinigger.
Yeah. Any meaning, man? Ketchinigger.
Yeah. You just said the sound.
Yeah.
You didn't know what the word was. Yeah, probably teachers and everyone saying that.
Somebody told me it. Like I don't know who the fuck it was doing, but dad or something.
Yeah, but like he said it, but he should know better. But then again, someone has someone has got their hands on it. Someone in that edit suite has got their hands on that and fucking went, oh, I'm gonna flog this to the paper. Aye.
And get me to make a fucking fortune out of it.
So fuck that guy too. But also, Clarkson's a ball bag, so why are you surprised that he
said it? Is that kind of thing where it's like, why would you be fucking surprised at it? And although at the same time, there is that fucking argument that the only reason he's not in trouble for it is because it's the BBC made Top Gear. Like.
Of course they do. The budget for it's bigger than anything on BBC. I don't know. I don't really watch it that much, to be honest.
Because there was that thing, because it wasn't that long ago where they made that joke about the slope and the bridge.
What was that?
It was like they made some, I think they were in like a bridge over the River Kwai or whatever. Like a reenactment of it. Because they do those in every so often. And when they finish the bridge, Jeremy Clarkson's like, oh, there, I think there's a slope on the bridge. And then it cuts and there's a Chinese guy. Like, standing at the other end of it.
Oh, right.
Do you know what I mean?
Right. Okay. As in his eyes?
Yeah. Well, that's like the racial slur. There used to be a lot of Asian guys we call slopes because of their eyes, yeah.
So he's probably looking over going, who's this fat English cunt?
Mm.
Fucking with his teeth, they look like he
they're fucking
found a pond. Anyway, Dodi fired. Thanks, lads. What? All these impressions. I don't know what he talks like.
He doesn't. He's dead.
I know. Is that a what? Chris, how's the sitcom coming along? If you want to answer in an ethnic accent, that would be even better. It is bloody not even written. We've changed the idea of it, so yeah.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, I'm very busy at the moment.
Mm.
Alex McGee, why did France only get 2 points for their cracker wee tune? I can't remember it, to be honest. I was drinking.
I was telling jokes and drinking.
Drinking, smoking, straight west coasting. What's going to happen when people run out of questions for the podcast? Whatever makes you think that's going to happen?
Yeah.
I'll just move on to something else.
Or we'll just make up questions.
Yeah, I don't think...
How do you even know you're not the only person who's sent one in?
Exactly. I could go back to the questions from a year ago, just answer them again. Just recycle.
Exactly.
What's your worst gig? I do need to mix up any topics. Kiva, tell us a bad joke.
Why do you look straight at me? Because I know all of them.
I don't know any jokes, that's the thing. What's a bad joke?
Did I tell that? I told it last week, didn't I? Hey, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I nearly shit myself at that. But I don't know, there's fucking loads of them. Horse walks in the bar, barman says, why the long face? And the horse goes, my dad died the other day.
My fella went down on me and found next door's missing kitten.
What?
Let me... She looks like a melted candle.
Did she ask a question?
How do you get that fat? And I'm a fat cunt, but how do you get that fat?
That's
when the fat starts muffin topping over your ankles.
Aye.
That's game over, sir. That is game my fucking over. Anyway, here's the final question, which this always happens. The last question is an absolute
corker,
boner killer. Ian Gilroy, cheers for saying that, all the same. Will England win the World Cup? I didn't know it was the World Cup till like last week.
And no, probably.
The Football World Cup, do you know that?
I think it...
Do you know, they used to make such a big deal of it, and it's just like, that's on tomorrow. Deal with it.
But I think it's... Football just bores the fucking shit out of me.
It's boring as fuck, like. Really is boring.
Like, all that shit with fucking... How long did it run for, like, fucking a flat out 2 months with the Manchester United manager? David Moyes has been sacked from his...
Yeah.
Gives a fuck.
Nothing to do with the players being a pack of bastards.
I know. Can't do it for you, boys. You know what I mean? One of the major, my major issues of football, and a million comedians have already talked about it, but when people refer to their team as we...
Yeah.
It annoys me to the fucking... The nth degree.
Yous fucking don't know how to play defence.
But remember last year? Who beat us last year? Huh? Who beat us last... I feel a gun to my fucking head.
I know, that was hilarious. The two worst people to turn to outside the Empire, these two fellas having a full barnstormer, like, fucking Messi's the best player ever. It's not Jordy Bestmo. Turns around to me and Mickey very threateningly and goes, you two fat cunts. Who's the best player ever? Gun to your head. Knife at your bollocks. Best player ever.
Go. You, mate, you.
And I was just like, I don't know. What did you think, please? 12 points for the France.
Dozen pepper bottle.
Many pleasures. Many pleasure be here. Thankings to the people. Good evening. Cheers, please.
That's a brilliant time to end the podcast.
It is.
Oh, by the way, I'm in the Empire tonight. You're putting this up tomorrow?
Yeah.
I'm emceeing the Empire tonight. Belva's going to come down and tell your friends.
Which will be the 13th.
Mm-hmm. Feel free to come down. Having a clue. I'll maybe check on Twitter at some point.
Then me and Mickey, once again, will be in Lisburn on Saturday, the 17th, at the R Space Gallery. Bring your own booze. Starts at doors at 8:30. Do you want to go on first, or will I go on first? Or?
We'll see what happens.
I don't want to go on last.
Right. Are we going on? Is it going to be like me and you, then the fire
job? No,
we...
it's me or you, fire. Me or you.
Interesting.
I might speak to the girl and just say, listen,
you're better off putting the comedy fire. Yeah, and I can't warm up for it. You're better off getting the comedy out of the road straight away anyway, and then people can drink and talk and do whatever the fuck they want, because if the fire leader's not an interactive show, we'll talk about this afterwards, doesn't matter. Thanks for having McCollum on your podcast.
Yep, pushing it like fuck, but 23rd of May, Newry, please go to it.
Enniskillen, Ardoan Theatre, yep. Please also go to it.
Same night.
Different shape.
Same subject matter.
Different bald fat man talking about it.
That's good. Well, you don't have the right to call yourself bald. I get offended now. You're not losing your hair, bitch. Anyway. Alright, let's go. I'm away.
Bye.
See you later.